Okay. Well, welcome everybody. I just want to say that it's really wonderful to have you all on this call, and thank you so much for taking the time to be on the call and for your commitment to the dances, or else you wouldn't be here. So thank you for that. I would like to begin with the Sufi invocation as we begin our call. So please join me. Toward the one.
Toward the one.
The perfection of love, harmony,
and beauty.
The only being
united with all the illuminated souls
who form
the embodiment
of the Master,
the Spirit and
Spirit
of guidance.
Amen. And as most of you have gotten the email, I believe, that I sent out yesterday, obviously we have limited time on this phone call. We have just a little less than an hour, and I don't want it to be a frenzied call, of course, but the goal is to have this preliminary call to identify any ideas that people have. We don't have to do the parliament that we did in 2015 exactly the same way this time. But maybe we do. And there's many, many facets that we identified, again, on that email of tasks that need to be addressed, to be done. And we do need people to be, like, I don't know if we want to do committees, whatever we want to call it, little work groups. But if you feel called in your heart to connect with one of these facets, please let us know so that we can start that process too.
Let me just say quickly that there's a little hesitation between when you first want to come back in. So if you know you want to contribute something, just go ahead and unmute yourself. Because otherwise it takes, a few seconds anyway, between when you first unmute and when we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. And then did someone else just call in, I think?
Yeah, Ramabab Ullman.
I'm sorry, what, sir?
My name's Rama.
Okay.
Bob Ullman.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And
thank
my
you.
Wife, Judith Reichenberg.
Okay.
Also.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. This is Mariah. Start the call, I'm wondering, Jen, if you might want to start with talking about the proposal that you're working on?
So I've just unmuted myself here.
Okay.
And so thank you, Mariah. This is Jen in the DUPNA office.
No, Bob, I was making a reservation now.
And I'll just remind folks that we can self-mute by doing *6, or we can mute on our phones, and that's helpful for the background noise. Thank you so much.
Can you turn on the volume?
So about the proposal, so we have a call for programs deadline of March 1st, and so I have the program proposal that was submitted for the 2015 Parliament of World Religions in Salt Lake City, and I submitted that in 2014 on our behalf with some assistance from actually Sky Majida and Narayan Waldman, and I worked on the proposal. So I have the proposal that we used that was accepted the first time, and we actually got really great feedback on that proposal. So we'll probably use the template of that for this time. And boy, it would have been, I was just thinking I could have sent myself to the office. I could have sent the proposal to myself and I could read it to you, read a little bit to you. So maybe I'll do that at some point. But what we'll do is, and this is what we did for the 2015 Parliament, we requested a multi-day program. So we requested multiple sessions so that we could offer the opportunity to dance leaders who wanted to participate to be able to lead in those you know, more than one session. And we were offered two official dance sessions at the Parliament. So that's what we'll be kind of going for this time around. One of the caveats that we have is that Pir Shabda was a part of our proposal in 2015, and he, I would say, focalized both of the sessions along with other dance leaders who participated. At least one, or actually two people, Shivadam and Parvati, were a part of the dance leadership team, and they're on this call, so they might like to speak at some point. But what we have is, this time around, Pir Shabda won't be present for the whole event. So we're working with Pir Shabda and his team to figure out what days we might like to request that we have our programs. And I can't remember which day he needs to leave, but he needs to leave either Saturday or Sunday to be, you know, at a different commitment somewhere that he has. So that'll be something for us to consider, along with other dance leaders who would like to participate this year. So we're looking for those dance leaders who know that they will be present at this Parliament, and we'll go through a selection process of determining who will be a part of the dance leadership team. And then, yeah, so that's a good place to start, I think, without taking too much time.
Great.
Anything else, Mariah, that I didn't cover?
In terms of the proposal, no. Except that I guess I believe in the old proposal you actually identified specific dance leaders. And I wonder how we're going to go about doing that by your deadline.
Right. And we – so for the proposal in 2015, we actually – I think we submitted six dance leaders that we knew were going to be at the event. And then we actually added dance leaders later. So we don't have to actually stick. That's a great question. We don't actually have to stick with, you know, we don't have to only be limited to those people who are in the proposal.
Right.
As far as I understand. And then once we know that our proposal has been accepted, then we go through a whole other process of getting like a description of the event and all the leaders to the Parliament so that it's included in their program book. And they also have an app on the phone, on your phone. So a phone app that will give you a description of every program happening, every session happening, and all the leaders who are involved. And so that whole process starts over once your program is accepted, if that makes sense. So even if we included one person in our Parliament proposal and then we found out that they couldn't come, we could leave them off. It would be okay. It would be just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question, Jen. This is Jean. Mm-hmm. So I think Pir Shabda had a separate speaking engagement as well, separate from the dances. Is that correct?
So he had his own session, and so and Florence submitted his proposal, and I believe that's what's happening again this year. So he had his session separate from these two dance sessions.
Okay. So we're just going to focus on the dance session. Okay.
Right. So we're kind of in charge of doing those two dance sessions.
Okay.
Hey, can you hear me? This is Shivadam.
Yes. Hi, Shivadam.
Hi, thanks. So, Jen, I don't I recall that we have three official sessions. I just want to mention that. We had one that was in a room that was upstairs, and we had two of them in that big foyer area. Is that not your memory? Because I remember leading it. I led three dances, and I led one at each session. So I just want to clarify.
Thank you. So we actually were allotted two official sessions in the program, and then somehow Narayan arranged to have informal sessions in the foyer.
Yes, I'm aware of that, but I didn't participate in any of those. I only participated in the grand sessions, and there were three of those.
I only have two sessions looking over my materials and remembering. I only have two sessions written, but maybe they, is it possible maybe they gave us an additional session?
No, because this all happened when we were planning the dances, because I specifically came to the parliament with three dances, one for each session.
Well, let's try it for three.
If we get three, that'd be great. I don't have that in my notes, and I don't have that in my memory. But that's not to say that maybe there could have been.
I didn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, I remember you had to leave early for personal reasons, so maybe like that.
Oh, maybe. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, it's for sure there were three.
Okay.
And then Narayan's was separate from that.
Okay. So two or three sessions. I thought was thinking we had two, and I have two written down, but three is totally possible.
Can we ask for three like we did last time?
Well, we didn't actually ask for a number. They allotted us. We asked for whatever they would give us, basically.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we in the proposal, it's listed as a multi-day symposium of dances. And then it was up to them to, and we just said basically we had enough dance leaders for however many sessions they wanted to give us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Thank you. So I would like to help with a proposal, Jen, if you want any help. And part of what I really want to make sure to mention in that proposal is some of you may know this and some of you may not. When the parliament announced this next parliament, the 2018 parliament, when they sent out the official announcement, they had put together a beautiful video. It's about 1.5 minutes long. It's like a commercial. And it includes a lot of snapshot, you know, of live action from the parliament from 2015, one after another, just a couple of seconds of each, because there were so many events. And the very final segment of that video is a picture of us leading dances in the foyer, that big dance, you know, hundreds of people, and it says, superimposed over the screen, be there. So I take that as a sign that we are in no matter what, that we can submit a proposal, but we're just going through the motions, because the fact that they put us in the video as the final segment with the text, be there, means that we're welcome back. So I just want to point that out. I think that we should mention that in the proposal in some kind of, you know, cute way, in a fun way, is say, hey, yeah, we want to be there like it says in your video.
That's great, Shivadam. And the other thing I was thinking is we should mention how many sessions we had last time, official sessions. And then also I'm wondering if we should also mention that we had unofficial sessions in the foyer, you know, every day. And I'm still not clear as to how that came about.
I think it might be worth mentioning that. My sense of how that came about is that Narayan just kind of was really enthused about leading and just decided to do it because there was nothing else happening in that space.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought too, but I don't know if he got permission or not. And it would be worth trying to find out, I guess, from Narayan. But I do think including it in the proposal would be a great idea.
Yeah, I agree.
This is Mariah. I agree with that, especially since it's in the video in the foyer. So, why don't we just try for everything?
This is Rahmani in Santa Fe, and one of the things that I thought was so amazing last time was that we were in a foyer, which meant there was usually nothing else scheduled there. And I don't know if that location was given to us from the beginning or if we relocated because they had put us in a not good place. But what I'm wondering is there anyone that we could connect with who is either living in or near Toronto who could go to this space and kind of sleuth out where we might choose to be? And then also, if they're kind of open spaces like the foyer last time, which are not designated spaces,
but were incredible for exposing the dances to just thousands of people who streamed by.
This is Jane again. You know, it got really quiet in the background, and now that noise came back. Could everybody try to mute 6 again, please? Star
okay.
6? Yeah, thank you.
I haven't muted. I haven't muted because I want to say something to Shivanam again.
That's okay. It's not happening right now.
Okay. So, we have on the call Pavla, who lives in Toronto, and also we have our friend Phyllis Danu, who invited onto the call, but she apparently wasn't able to make it. But she also lives in Toronto, and she's actually hosting me and Parvati at her house, because something I want to mention is that Parvati and I are planning to propose Parvati to work there during the week too. So I just want to be clear that my time is, I'm going to be wearing two hats because I'm going to be her musician, which is not to say that I don't want to lead dance also at this parliament, but it is to say that I may not be able to be as supportive of the dances specifically this time as I would like to be otherwise. I think this is an interesting idea. I think we should ask Pavla whether
yep.
she feels she could go to that center and suss it out. But I want to mention one other thing, which is that the Parliament had, as somebody I think mentioned, scheduled us for certain areas and then switched us around kind of at the last minute. And I think we should expect that kind of thing again. And the reason is because it is a monumental task what they're trying to do here. There were like 10,000 people, and I believe over 2,000 presenters at the 2015 Parliament. So they're working all of that stuff out. And if you can imagine the logistical nightmare that involves, so they're having to like assess the potential size of the group and which space they need kind of up until the Parliament starts happening. So I think we shouldn't be too attached to where they put us.
Yeah.
This is Zainab from...
Okay.
Hi. I was at the 2015 Parliament, and my memory of it was that they had originally scheduled even Pir Shabda to lead in an auditorium with fixed seats that could not be moved. So it is important to try at least to emphasize that we have to have space to dance.
Yeah, and we have in the proposal that it needs to be an open space free of chairs. You know, in the middle, there can be chairs around the outside lining the space, but I think, you know, we mentioned that it needed to be a ballroom of some kind.
Right. That's,
yeah, so
I think that was done last time, but then it turned out that got dropped somewhere. So, yep, we keep trying. Now they know us, though.
Yeah, they do. I think they have a sense. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go ahead.
So this is Pavla. I am in Toronto. I live in Toronto, and I have been to the Metro Convention Center a few times. It's absolutely a massive place. It's all just like a modern open space with nothing bolted to the floors. That's for sure. So there's going to be chairs that are, you know, movable or rearrangeable, but it's also a place with many connecting corridors, like massive, huge staircases. It would be probably quite difficult to even gauge where anything would potentially take place. But if that would help, I can go there, take a few pictures, send them over, or whatever. You know, if there's a little bit more specific what we're looking for in the space, because again, I'm saying it's a massive space with movable walls and. Again, I wouldn't know, you know, like unless I would be connecting to the organizer or somebody who has a sense of some kind of space already in their mind. But I'm happy to go, as I'm saying, and report on anything that you might have questions about. It's not a big deal. It's right here in downtown.
Thank you, Pavla.
Okay. Yeah, so let me know. You can tell me now or send me an email if something comes up. We can, you know, I can certainly do that. It's,
This is Rachmana. Can you hear me?
Yep.
So the other factor I just wanted to throw in is, you know, that we had a booth. And I don't know if that's, you know, a consideration or not. And the booth was actually crowdfunded by Zareen and Sky sent out an appeal. And what ended up happening was, you know, then that meant that there was a place that we could kind of store instruments and gather. And the place that we ended up dancing was in very close proximity to that. So I think it'd be a little premature at this point to try to figure out, you know, before we know how the building's going to be set up, you know, where we might be dancing. And I don't know, is it a consideration that we would have a booth again?
This is Shivadam. I think it was really great. At first I was a little skeptical, but I had never been there before, and I hadn't seen how huge the place was and how many people there were, and also hadn't really factored in the logistics of our operation, namely our sound system and things like that we needed. So it was very helpful to have a place to kind like an oasis to kind of store our thing, to kind of a central connecting point for all of us to plan and discuss how things are going and all of that. So I think the booth ended up being a really good idea.
Yeah, it was. I agree, Shivadam. And I think it wasn't really, you know, the ball didn't get started rolling until they were already at the highest price point, and it was quite expensive. So I don't know if anybody has seen, I know they're kind of erratic about when they post things, but definitely getting in at the earliest possible time, if that's something that we want to do, would be an advantage. And, you know, maybe the possibility of, again, you know, doing a crowdfunding to support that.
Rachmana, this is Jen. I'm wondering, can you speak more to the crowdfunding piece?
It wasn't paid for by the board. They just actually sent out an appeal. I can't remember exactly how they did it. I think they just, you know, they put out the word on Dancing Peace, and you know, I can't remember what other venues. You know, they
and
just
their
said
their personal email list.
Right. And, you know, they just basically said, you know, this is an amazing opportunity for us to have a presence here. And I think they got the money very quickly.
This is Shivadam again. I'm wondering if we get in earlier with this request for the booth, if it will be less expensive, then is there might we consider again maybe the NA board funding that just as an option? I think the crowdfunding thing worked well, but just to say, I don't remember how much it cost.
As I recall, it seemed astronomical at the time. I mean, I was shocked. You know,
I think Zareen said it was $1,500. She wrote the board, and I believe she said $1,500 is what she remembered.
Yeah. But whatever.
I'm looking on the website now, and I'm not seeing prices.
And we haven't been talking about it.
Yeah, but we haven't actually had any research done into that. And I think that's one of the things we were hoping there might be some interest amongst, you know, folks in the community and maybe on this call who might, you know, like to focus on something like that. So I think the booth was wonderful. It was, like both of you said, because the event is just so massive.
Yeah.
You know, and the space is so huge. To have that one place to come together and to touch base with each other. And actually, I remember people left notes for each other at the booth. Partly because cell phones were getting, you know, kind of stuck. There were so many cell phones trying to do things that's what happens, you know, at large events sometimes. So people were communicating. I mean, it was a big service to all the dancers who came.
So this is Mariah, and I have a question for Rachmana. I think I read an email from Connie Zareen that said that, you know, she mentioned some of the cons of having the booth, one of which I thought was it was hard to person it, like to have a person there, like, for example, to sell banners, et cetera. I mean, what are your comments about that, Rachmana?
Yeah, it was just hard because, you know, people were uncertain, you know, when they were going to be available and what workshops they were going to go to. And actually, I mean, it was, I'll say one other thing. We ended up sharing the booth with Lori Adams, who was selling her Wings and Hearts pottery stuff. And so she was always right next door. You know, we had adjoining booths. And it would probably be a little bit different if we were on our own, but it ended up being just kind of a very informal, you know, we left the money with Envelope and she kind of kept an eye on things. So it would be different if we, you know, didn't have her presence there. You know, and it might be, you know, we just decide, you know, not to sell anything, just to have, you know, literature available or cards and, you know, somebody there to talk to people or, you know, something like that, I think would be fine.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing a lot of positive input about having a booth, and I'm wondering if anyone has any kind of draw to maybe check into that and see, just investigate how much it would cost for us to do that. Is there anybody on this call that might be willing to do that?
Yeah, here's Pavla, Toronto. I just checked the website, and it seems like you have to submit a bit of a profile, and they will send you information. It's information about exhibiting at the Parliament. I would understand that exhibiting means to have a booth. So that's what I'm gathering here. And I also, there's also a... I was just looking at the website, and they have some opportunities for volunteering. So I think I'm going to look into it, see whether there would be something I could perhaps do as a volunteer, perhaps secure some special perk or of sorts for us. So I will certainly look into it perhaps next week or this week. I think this week I will be able to, and then I can report to what are some of the options if there's a... something I can do. Yeah?
Thank you, Pavla.
Thank
you, Pavla.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
yeah, I'll find out. Yep. Okay.
Hi, this is Patty, and I'm hearing that we know things happened with the booth that we never knew before we had it, but maybe what we're talking about perhaps meeting, like when we have the email of the minutes of the call kind of thing for everyone who participated, it might be useful to have a schedule of the days, hours that it's open, and people signing up to man it as their karma yoga.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it sounds logical to do it that way, but it's just... it's just such an overwhelming experience. You know, you think, oh, I'm going to do this, and then you get there and, you know, something else looks good, or, you know, you get stuck on the other side of the building, or it just
it's
didn't quite work
than
that way.
Yeah.
Well,
this is Jane,
and I was just going to say, if we don't have anything of value, you know, like, but I am concerned about where we can store, like we were talking about the audio equipment or guitars or things like that, then you would need to have someone there.
If Parvati is suggesting maybe we can find a partner somehow to share a booth space with. Go ahead, Parvati.
Like Lori was. I think that was, I mean, not only did it cut the cost in half, but it was pragmatic for so many reasons. And so if a message was sent out into the DUP community asking for somebody that had some kind of art or craft or even a small community, I mean, we've got so many communities within ours. So maybe there's somebody on that side of the country, somebody in Toronto even, that is an artist or sells items that are related that would like to partner.
I was just thinking the exact same thing. I was thinking of other Sufi groups, because I think the Sufi, the Universal Worship people had a booth. So there might even be another Sufi-oriented group that we could share with.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, the Toronto UNIAT order, and certainly they will be participating as well as, I think, the Universal Worship.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I'll check with Habib and see what they're up to. Uh-huh.
Fantastic. So this is Mariah again. I just want to tell you that I spoke to Lori Adams the other day, and she said that her recollection is that she didn't share a booth with us. I think she was right next to us, but she
They were two separate booths.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, but they were adjoining each other.
She wasn't planning on going this time, but after we talked about it, she got all excited about her experience and she said revisiting the idea of going. So I want to move on a little bit. So I just want to recap this. So Pablo, you're going to check into things about the booth and get back to us on that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And then we can fill in the details with all these other great ideas too about having a partner. So if there's nothing else to say about that right now, can we move on to another aspect?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to mention to people that. Again, one of the I wrote an email to Zareen and Sky and Rachmana and asked for like some guidance since they were so involved with the last parliament. And Zareen said she thought the most important priority were getting experienced dancers there. Now this might seem unconnected, but just bear with me. I talked to Florence Alia Guest from Montana, and she had written an email to Jen saying that she is willing to be like a primary registrant for the parliament. So in other words, she is so if we send out an email like to the whole DUPNA list or the Rouhaniyat list and people get back to her, she will register everyone as a group, and therefore she'd have a whole list of people that we would know is going. So we would make, and she might write in her email. She's going to send us a draft of her email. Please identify if you're a dance leader or a musician and you might like to participate. That kind of thing. So we can get like information that way. I think that's an important thing to do because we would get an idea of who's going. So I want to just tell people that was going on. Is there anything that you want to comment on that at all? Or
Thank you so much. I think that's an excellent idea. I think having a coordinator like that is probably essential and will be very helpful. There was mention of musicians and dance leaders, for example, and I think that we will want to be looking at a list of people who are hoping to participate in that way, because at some point we're going to need to have kind of sub-meetings of those people like we did before. As the date approaches, so that we can really be planning more specifically with those people. So having a coordinator like that would help facilitate that aspect too.
Great. And she may not have all the people's list because I know, for example, Taja Lee registered me and about a dozen people. So there are probably other groups that registered on their own, but maybe we can try through emails to get a sense of, how many people are going and who they are. So, great. So that's something I just wanted to mention. Okay. Now, the pre-parliament dance, my understanding is that that's a really important thing to do. I don't know quite if that has to be in the proposal, but my understanding was that we had one and that really set the stage for a successful presence there. Would people that attended 215 agree with that?
I was going to try to take the conversation in that direction. I agree that it was very important. As I understand it, it doesn't involve Parliament registration in any way. It was a separate thing that the Salt Lake City community put together the night before. It was very helpful for us to all kind of attune together, pray together, dance together, and it would be wonderful if the Toronto community can kind of be looking to set something up like that for us again.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Hi, this is Pavla, Toronto. Yeah, I'm just looking at it here. I didn't even realize there was anything pre, so I'm just looking at the pre-Parliament event series, and so they're talking about hosts. Yeah, so I'll look into it, and yeah, I'm certainly gathering, already have some list of my dance circle here, and who, you know, what are the folks that would like to join us for the whole week, or, you know, several days, or because also the registration is cheaper if you have a group 10 plus, bigger than 10, and all that. So, yeah, I'm going to for sure look into that. Yeah, thank you for pointing it out.
Just to be clear, the pre-Parliament dance had nothing at all to do with the Parliament. It was to kind of re-energize. The original idea was to re-energize the Salt Lake City community, which had kind of died out. And so it was open to the public. Anybody could come. You didn't have to be even coming to the Parliament. And
right.
It was held,
held yeah.
off campus. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. Yes, and also it was quite large. You might want to be thinking about that. I don't know what it'll be in Toronto, but there were probably, what, maybe 100 people there, Rachmana, at that pre
at
dance
least,
dance
yeah,
court.
Yeah, at
it
least.
It was big, so you mm-hmm. might want to, we did it in some kind of like a church gym or some campus gym. It was a big
yeah.
gathering.
I think it was well over 100.
Yeah, I would say so.
It was
and
big.
I know they had a difficult time finding a place big enough and close enough, so mm-hmm. that was a challenge.
So this is Jane. Are you saying when you say pre-Parliament, so I can't remember what official date of Parliament begins, but so would people be coming in actually a day ahead and having an extra night of lodging, or how does that part work?
Well, yeah, I can't remember either. I mean, you know, people were there anyway because, you know, you have to travel and be there because it starts, you know, in the morning. So I think, you know, there were some, you know, official kind of pre-Parliament activities. So I'm guessing it would have been on that day, but before, you know, the official main Parliament started.
Well, last time
yeah,
there was
if I may,
the day...
Yeah.
Beforehand, sorry, this is Zainab again. In 2015, there was the day beforehand was the Women's Day,
right?
And the as I recall, the dance, the pre-Parliament dance was actually the night before that. So yes, people did come in early.
Yeah, here on the this is Pavla, Toronto. I'm just reading off the website, and it's their expectation is that pre-Parliament events are starting basically from now until October 2018, and the idea is to rally the community and just give a taste of the theme. I guess that's what they're saying here. So it doesn't
Thank
seem
you.
Like it's in a few days leading up, but it's a larger, more broad stroke kind of idea for all the different kinds of events leading up to the Parliament?
I think the important thing is that we do it right before the Parliament, that we do this gathering that we're talking about like the night before, or at least, you know, two nights before, but very close near, because part of what we're doing is gathering to, for example, check out what equipment we have. I'm thinking from a technical perspective. We were able to, like, hook up our amplifiers and our wireless headset microphones and test all that equipment out. So part of the purpose of this is for our benefit to be able to be prepared for the Parliament, if you see what I mean.
Yes. Well, it begins officially on the 1st, so that we're talking about Halloween. It'd be October 31st.
This is Mariah. I agree that having it like the night before would be best, because many people are coming in You know, it's a whole week long. They probably don't, you know, an extra day is just going to add that much more expense. So they might not have the opportunity to come in a couple or 3 days prior. That's one
right.
thing. And, yeah, but that would be wonderful to have one.
Yes. So we're talking about October 31st, the evening of October 31st.
And so I just want to segue into, Shiva Dom, thank you for bringing up technical needs. I guess, you know, there's like the headsets and the speakers, et cetera. And how did that work last time?
Okay. So the way that worked is that we, Pierre Shabda had very specific ideas for his session. He wanted to present music as part of, you know, obviously as a part of a Sufi teaching, you want to sing. So that was his idea. So we had a little group that had practiced some songs that we were going to sing, and we expected to each have microphones, and they promised us they would have a PA system in the room. It turned out to be entirely different than that. There was a fellow sitting in the corner. There was a PA system in there. He had like two microphones, and we all had to share them. So I want to prepare us all that when we expect the Parliament to be providing any kind of technical support like that, we may be disappointed. So we want to try to provide for ourselves as much as possible. So for our dances, I believe they were local folks, I'm trying to remember names at the moment, who brought a lot of the PA equipment and provided it for us. These are dancers I'm talking about, and musicians who provided the equipment for us. Like a bass amplifier, a small PA system that was portable, and basic headset microphones and stuff. There was one microphone. Now, we are going to be bringing our own headset microphone probably for Prometheus Taro work, so there's a possibility that if our events don't conflict, I may be able to supply that part of it, but probably better to source some of that stuff locally.
Yep.
I thought that the Teamsters there or whatever, the union, wouldn't. Like, I thought there were a lot of things we weren't allowed to do.
Okay. That's another good point. We, at the Salt Lake City, I don't want to go too long on this, it's a technical point, but in Salt Lake City there was a Teamsters union that was involved in setting up and handling all of the, let's say the chairs, for example, in the Salt Palace there. And as it so happened, they would not move. They were not allowed to move chairs. So we wanted to dance spontaneously in a space. Hey, let's just move those 30 chairs. No, it was not possible. And Pierre Shabda negotiated with the highest level people at the Parliament. No, the union wouldn't allow it. So we want to consider things like that too.
So what I'm hearing, this is Jane, is that the most we can prepare our space ahead of time, the better we're going to be.
I'm sorry, is where we're going to be? Is that what you said?
Yes, like in other words, and then I know you said at the last minute that could change, but it sounds to me like the best case scenario would be to know our room, know what sort of PA is in there, know what sort of chairs are in there, all that ahead of time.
So that's not going to happen. That's what I'm trying to say, is we don't want to plan in that way, because that's very unlikely to happen.
Okay.
So to go
I think we can communicate it in the proposal, and when we're working with them, there is some communication beforehand, but like Shivadam said, we have to be prepared, I think, to roll with it, and maybe even have somebody on site who feels comfortable to negotiate that real time, because I'm not sure who did that, and it could have been Narayan and Sky.
Well, as I mentioned, Pierre Shabda did some of it, but for the dance sessions.
Okay.
And for the dance session, and we ended up just basically having to do what we could do.
This is Mariah again. Going back for a moment to the technical needs, it does make sense that, when people were in Salt Lake City, there were a lot of local people that could come and just haul their stuff. And maybe it's more challenging if they're coming from the U.S. into Canada, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of Canadians there. But it would make more sense if for some bigger pieces, I don't even know what we need, to be on at the local level, and I hate to ask Pabla again to work with
no
this.
No problem. No, I'm already scribbling notes here, absolutely, and I think we're jumping ahead, but it would be great if once we have the musicians and whoever's coming, if you could shoot me a request, how many guitars? I mean, so I can, you know, there are some resources here within our community, and I will reach out to other communities and musicians, mm-hmm. da, 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 so we can perhaps gather, you know, what we need, and so I'm super happy to do that. That seems like
wonderful.
Quite doable. Yeah.
Amazing.
You
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd like to volunteer to help coordinate that in any way by email, you know, to kind of give a sense of what kind of equipment items we'll need.
Yes, because I will ask, probably some of the technical terminology will sound odd to me, so because, you know, I am just a sort of unplug type of a musician, so if you, then
yeah.
that would be wonderful, Shiv Adam, if we
That'd
can coordinate together, so we
yes, can get absolutely.
It. All that's needed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm at your service.
Mariah, again, the last thing that I have, at least on this piece of the email that I sent yesterday, was that we might need a volunteer coordinator at the event itself. Like again, if we have a booth and if we want, you know, some people to person it at some point, if we, Connie Zarin again, she suggested that we have a table in the rooms in which we have the dance event in order to provide, you know, for those people that don't go to the booth and they're like, say, new dancers, they might pick up a brochure or add their name to a list or something. But maybe we just need someone to, like, you know, to oversee some of these aspects, and that would be another, we don't need to pick anybody right now, but that, or no one needs to volunteer for that right now, but just to put it out there that's, you know, another piece.
Okay, this is part C. I just wanted to reflect back based on my observation as a participant last time, which is that our time in and out of the rooms was pretty fast. We didn't have much setup or takedown time between our session and the one before us. So whatever that is, it needs to be somebody that's prepared to whip out a few flyers or something and then pick them up real
mm-hmm.
fast. There's not a lot of hangout time. I remember us all going early to spaces and then just hanging out outside of the room for a long time.
And also then when we're finished, they want us out immediately because they've got to get the next group in.
That's good information. Thank you. So, my friends, we have 5 minutes left for the call. It sounds like we've got a lot of things going here. What I would like to do is Jane has graciously agreed to do the minutes for this, and then I will send it to you so you can review it. I'm wondering, for those people that came that didn't RSVP by email to Jen, if you would do that, this way we would have your email address and you can get the minutes if you would like. If this is okay with you, we can keep you on an email list so when we have, you know, we would probably want some future calls to continue honing these tasks and who's involved with it. And maybe, like, I don't know, I don't know how often we want to have these kinds of meetings, but we can certainly put it out there, and if you can make it, that'd be great. And if not, you can certainly communicate by email. Any thoughts on that?
I would just like to say, Mariah, that I have to go, and I want to thank everybody for their contribution here, and I will be going to Toronto, and I'd like to just be present in whatever capacity that I can be of service. And thank you all.
Thanks, Astarte.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Jane, Mariah, and also I was going to say in that email that we send out with a minute, we'll include how you can get access to this recording. Shivadam, are we going to just, maybe we can just put it on the website where we put our other telecom?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll use that with people. And Mariah, there's one kind of important piece we haven't really talked about yet,
yep.
And that is
and that is that we still need a primary coordinator of this whole event. Jen has, you know, proposed, or she has agreed to do, you know, some big pieces of it, but we still need one individual who is going to be the point person, I should say. The whole board is kind of working together, but none of us want to be the point person because we want to sort of, you know, step back and oversee the whole project. So if anyone on this call has given that any consideration or wants to learn more about what being that point person would be, and also there would be some financial payment or reward or whatever for taking that job on. We haven't figured out what exactly that would be. You know, travel costs, registration, lodging, we don't know yet, but we really need a person who would be able to do that. And obviously we all of us board people would be helping you, but we do need that person.
This is Shivanam. The person who was mentioned earlier who's interested in being the registrar, is it possible mm-hmm. that person might be willing to be this, to serve in this role too?
Well, the registrar is sort of a committee. That's sort of under, you know, in my mind. You know, that's another major task. But the point person is the one who oversees all those things. The booth, the pre-dance, all of it. You know, so I don't know if she's willing to do that, but we want someone who really wants to, you know, put some hours into this. It would be, you know, a big commitment. But again, we are willing to pay that person for their time, so.
Well, this is Jane.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, is that Jen?
Uh-huh, that was Jen.
Yes, go ahead, Jen.
Well, I was just going to say that my understanding is the point person would be kind of coordinating all of the people who might be overseeing these other aspects, right?
Right.
So if Pavla is interested in working on a pre-parliament dance and also the technical needs, and along with Shivadam, then the point person would, you know, kind of, they would know what's going on and they would be able to
right.
to just make sure that things are happening and then communicate to the board and things like
right.
that.
Right. They would sort of be the person between the board and all these committees. The point person would be the person they would give the information to the board, and then all the committee heads, we haven't really designated any committees, but we're getting to that level, would report it. So that point person is, you know, the overseer of the whole project. And so, you know, we don't know how many hours, but and of course, closer you get to the event, than any of us have put on retreats knows that it's always more and more hours as you get closer to the event. So it's someone who really wants to take on this job and is willing to put that much time into it.
And this is Mariah, Jane. I just wanted to say that one of the reasons I didn't put that in the email yesterday is because, you know, I mean, it's a great idea and somebody might really feel called to do it. But because we weren't having a whole lot of success over the last couple months when we were talking about it, we said, well, mm-hmm. maybe the board just has to be like a team to do it. So that's I thought we almost came to acceptance about that. But if somebody steps up and says, I really want to do it, I mean, that's fantastic. And maybe we can add that in the minutes and in emails to put that out
there. Yeah. And we can negotiate the payment because I think even if the board is willing to do it, it would still flow better. It always flows better to have one person, it seems
yeah.
like, you know.
Okay. Well, let's put that in an email. And mm-hmm. for everyone that's on this call, if you want to consider that, you know, please do. So I would like to, you know, honor our time. And it's 6:02 according to my computer. At least I'm on the West Coast. And unless there's any last words, I'd like to bring this to a close. So let me just put it out there. Is there anything else anybody else wants to say? Okay. Well, again, friends, thank you so much for taking the time and energy to be part of this. I think it's going to be an amazing time. And we're going to spread the dances and just share the beauty of what they are. So So thank you again, and you'll be hearing from us, and blessings to you all. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, and blessings to
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Blessings, everyone.
All the best.
All right. Bye now.
Okay, bye, everybody.